In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, March 28th. Thank you for joining us. President Trump and congressional Republicans are moving on from health care for the moment and pivoting to tax reform. There is some heavy lifting ahead of them. The appropriations bill they passed last year expires at the end of April. And with Republicans divided, the GOP will probably need Democrats to pass a funding package. And they are not getting along. So where might a compromise lie? Marketplace's Adam Ellington reports.
If Republicans were feeling down following the defeat of the health care bill, they won't have much time to sit around feeling sorry for themselves, says Maya McGinnis of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
They have to pass some kind of a continuing resolution to keep the government open for the rest of the year. They have to pass a budget for next year, and they have to lift that debt ceiling sometime early fall.
And all of that is before they can get to the fun stuff, like cutting taxes and spending big on infrastructure. Mark Harkins from Georgetown's Government Affairs Institute points out that the politics of that nut just got really hard to crack.
There are fractures inside the Republican Party that will make this difficult. And the president offering up $18 billion worth of cuts and non-defense programs are not going to make any friends with the Democrats.
While steep spending cuts may appeal to some conservative House members, they'll have a much harder sell among Senate Democrats and moderate Republicans.
They're not going to stand for some of these cuts that their own constituents don't like, but also plenty of Republican constituencies don't like them either.
Norm Ornstein is with the conservative American Enterprise Institute. He says getting eight Democratic senators to support the president's plan is just not going to happen.
So they've got a rocky road ahead, and I'm skeptical we can get through this without at least one bout of a shutdown.
Ornstein says one option might be to pass a so-called clean continuing resolution, funding the government at 2016 levels through the rest of the fiscal year, meaning another delay on Trump's promised spending cuts. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.